Just a day after launching his 2013 election campaign, the Movement for Democratic Change founding leader announced a coalition for the July 31st polls with two opposition parties, Mavambokusile Dawn and ZANU Ndonga. Mr. Tsvangirai won the first round of voting in 2008 but pulled out of the presidential runoff vote, citing increasing violence targeting his supporters. The disputed poll results led to the formation of the unity government. While both President Mugabe and Mr. Tsvangirai agreed the unity government was largely dysfunctional due to policy discord, the Prime Minister believes Zimbabweans will vote him into State House despite the absence of key democratic reforms. His weapon now is the coalition with MKD leader Simba Makoni, who won 8% of the 2008 vote, and ZANU Ndonga, a smaller opposition party that has a strong following in the eastern region. ZANU Ndonga did not have a seat, however, in the just dissolved parliament. Makoni told a news conference, flanked by Mr. Tsvangirai and Regetai Semwayo, chairman of ZANU Ndonga, the coalition for change will be built around Mr. Tsvangirai.
The leaders of MDCT, MKD, and ZANU Ndonga have today agreed to enter into a coalition for change in order to offer solutions to the problems facing the country. The coming together of these parties has been necessitated by their shared commitment to end the current hardships confronting Zimbabweans due to the failed policies of the past. The parties have therefore agreed to A. Support and campaign for one presidential candidate, Morgan Richard Tsvangirai. Support each other in National Assembly and local authority elections. Constitute a genuine government of national unity after winning the elections.
Makoni said parties in the coalition will not contest each other in parliamentary elections, adding modalities are being worked on to field a single coalition candidate in some constituencies. Semwayo said it became necessary to support Prime Minister Tsvangirai for the presidency to avoid the splitting of votes in favor of President Robert Mugabe.
We have decided this coalition so that we don't split the votes. It gives an advantage to us as opposition to field one candidate, because no candidates, no votes will be splitted, so that we can defeat ZANU PF.
The MDC founding leader is confident he will win the hearts of Zimbabweans come July 31st.
I don't go in election with the idea of failing. Why go there in the first place? So I can assure you that we are very confident. The people of Zimbabwe are very confident that change is coming. So ask me when that happens.
Makoni said negotiations are continuing with Welshman Ncube, leader of the smaller MDC formation, and ZAPU leader Dumiso Dabengwa, for all the parties to agree on supporting a single presidential candidate against President Mugabe. Ncube and Dabengwa announced their own coalition last week, with Ncube as its leader. Despite claims by Makoni that those negotiations with Ncube and Dabengwa are work in progress, Ncube posted on his Facebook page today that no one was yet to approach him and his party with a coalition proposal. Political analyst Ibo Mandaza, who works with the SAPES Trust, said the grand election coalition enhances chances of unseating Mr. Mugabe.
Very important, yeah. It's essential. And secondly, it will be complete when Ncube comes on board. Well, I think it undermines the possible rigging that could be used here. That's the main thing. It will promote a more free and fair election. That's my view. Because when there are so many parties and so many things, then it complicates matters.
For his part, Mr. Mugabe, who is not considering a coalition with anyone, believes that his ZANU-PF party has good policies ahead of any other party to win the polls, which he called without consulting his governing partners. Reporting for Studio 7 from Harare, this is Thomas Chiripasi.